Exclusive, Mark Levin, Fight Back Against CRT with Classroom Cameras. By Robert Krajcik on July 23, 2021. Mark Levin, author of American Marxism, advised the use of cameras in classrooms to monitor teachers in response to the inclusion of critical race theory in public school curricula. Levin noted how government decreed school shutdowns, ostensibly in response to the coronavirus outbreak, inadvertently allowed parents to observe neo-Marxist indoctrination of children relegated to remote learning at home. 6 months ago, people were calling my show and talking to me about what they were seeing on the monitor going on with their kids as a result of the pandemic, Levin shared. The vast majority of people in this country would never have heard of critical race theory but for the pandemic and home teaching, where the parents are looking in the monitor and going, "What the hell did that teacher just say to my kid?" Which is why I now support cameras in the classroom and have been pushing for that for 2 months. He added, "I figure if courtrooms and cops can have cameras, union members with the NEA, National Education Association, and the AFT, American Federation of Teachers, should have them in the classroom." He determined, "Teachers' unions are our enemy. They are Marxists. There's no question they are an appendage of the Democrat Party. They are in business to make as much money and have as much power as they can. They don't give a damn about our kids. If you haven't learned anything in the last 18 months, you've learned that, and they've announced that regardless of what parents or taxpayers think, they're going to push this ideology." He continued, "It's time to push back. We have FOIA laws. We have organizations that can bring lawsuits. You have lawyers in your communities that can bring lawsuits. These are civil rights violations. They are not free to teach your children racism." Levin identified critical race theory as a novel iteration of Marxist ideology. Karl Marx framed human affairs as a function of what he described as class struggle, whereas contemporary proponents of critical race theory replace class with race in their sociological analysis, viewing racial struggle as the driving force in human affairs. Leftists pushing critical race theory frame white people as an oppressive group who must be brought to heel, Levin noted. "Individuality is erased within such a political paradigm," he added, "as all white people are cast as oppressors." He remarked, "Their argument is this: if you're white, you have no say in this. You're the problem. So you're cut off. But I'm an individual white guy. I'm not racist. It doesn't matter. You come out of that white culture. You're the subject of our dispute. You're the subject of our criticism. So you don't have the experience that I do. So I'm not going to even engage you in discussion." Levin referenced the left's social commodification of supposed victimhood within their neo-Marxist paradigm of racial oppression, and how such an ideology rejects the value of free speech and expression. He stated, "There isn't any debate with you. There's nothing to debate. I'm right. You're wrong. I'm righteous and you're not. You're the oppressor. I'm the oppressed. I'm the victim. You're the perpetrator, and so I don't want to hear from you." That's why they do not believe in free speech, he continued. That's why they do not believe in freedom and competition of ideas. He explained, "Critical race theory is a radical, Marxist, racist, Farrakhan-like ideology dressed up as scholarship." The Biden administration and broader Democrat Party have embraced critical race theory via implementation of law and policy built upon the leftist ideology. Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.